my utmost for his highest. December the 18th. The test of loyalty. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Romans 8:28. It is only the loyal soul who believes that God engineers circumstances. Oh, we take such liberty with our circumstances. We do not believe God engineers them, although we say we do. We treat the things that happen as if they were engineered by men. Oh, to be faithful in every circumstance means that we have only one loyalty, and that is to our Lord. Suddenly God breaks up our particular set of circumstances, and the realization comes that we have been disloyal to him, not by recognizing that he has ordered them. We never saw what he was after, and that particular thing will never be repeated all the days of our life. The test of loyalty always comes just there. If we learn to worship God in the trying circumstances, he will alter them in 2 seconds when he chooses. Loyalty to Jesus Christ is the thing that we stick at today. Oh, we will be loyal to work, to service, to anything. But do not ask us to be loyal to Jesus Christ. Oh, many Christians are intensely impatient of talking about loyalty to Jesus. Our Lord is dethroned more emphatically by Christian workers than by the world. God is made a machine for blessing men, and Jesus Christ is made a worker among workers. The idea is not that we do work for God, but that we are so loyal to him that he can do his work through us. God will say, "I reckon on you for extreme service, with no complaining on your part, and no explanation on mine." Oh, God wants to use us as he used his own son.